the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the most important part of this gospel is actually not the very first part. The first part is where he says, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." That's very important. But that makes no difference in a person's life. It isn't followed in a person's life. It isn't understood. It has no significance unless they understand the next part. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. If you don't understand what life is, the cross you won't understand at all. The apostle says, the cross is foolishness to those in the world. The reason why is because those in the world, and that includes a lot of people who walk through doors of churches, don't know what life is. You have to know what life is. Now, we understand biological definitions of life, but do we understand what life is? Do we understand the one who gives life? Of course, all life comes through God, because God is the only one that is alive. Everything else is alive because he grants it life and has created it to be alive. And a lot of people are walking around and they're not alive. Their heart is pumping, but they're not alive, because we are born for one thing, only one thing, to know God and to participate in him, because in him is life. There is no other meaning. There are not multiple meanings in the world. There are not multiple truths. There is only one truth. God, the Holy Trinity, is love. And he created us so we could participate in and be united with his love. That is life. Nothing else is life. The world defines life 1,000 different ways, but basically, it is always about whatever brings me pleasure, whatever I happen to think is important, whatever I like, that is life. Life is only one thing: to know God, to be united to him. So we must understand what life is if we are to understand the cross, because the cross is the way to life. We must take up our cross, the gospel tells us. Even people who are not Christians know this terminology. What does it mean? It's important to know what the scripture means. I'm not talking about all the hermeneutical principles and what this word means in Greek and the tense of this verb. Those are all things that scholars know. And if you read a little bit, you end up picking some of it up. The most important thing is, what does it mean to your soul to take up your cross? Why would you do such a thing? And why would you deny your life? In other words, actually it says lose your life. Lose your life to save it. And if you try to save your life, you lose it. What does this mean? The scripture is talking of two kinds of lives, two kinds of being alive. One is death, and the other is life. The one that is death is to live according to ourselves, to live according to our own purposes, our own desires. They might even be altruistic desires. They might be good things, feeding the poor and clothing the naked. But if it's without God, there is no life. Most of the time when we live according to ourselves is according to our own appetites, and our appetites are not good appetites. That's what happens most of the time. But you can find good and virtuous unbelievers in God, absolutely. The life that the scripture wants us to have is abundant, is in Christ, is united with him, is participating in who God is. The reason why the way of the cross is the way of life is because sin makes us want to do things according to ourselves. The cross is basically the best example in all of history of giving up one's will. Because in our Lord's prayer before he was crucified, he made it clear to his Father that his humanity did not desire to die on the cross, but he would give up his will to the Father because it was the right thing to do, because of his love for the brethren, for us. And so he gave up his will to his Father and died on the cross, and in so dying made us capable of living. So we must use the cross as our emblem, as our example of how to live. And taking up the cross means to live in submission to God. The world doesn't want you to submit to God. The world has 1,000 reasons why you shouldn't submit to God. And most of them, by the way, invoke God. But they're lies. Submission to God is seeking his will and doing what is right. And that's the only way that you can have life and can have happiness. You take up your cross because it is the way of life, which means you humble yourself. You don't act so arrogantly. You don't act like more than you are. You don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't steal. You struggle for purity, because that's the only way of life. God is pure. What good would it be for an impure person to be in the presence of God? God will not allow that to happen, and not because of judgment of them, but because his purity would obliterate them, would burn them. You can't be in the presence of purity and be impure. You have to be purified. And that purification comes from denying yourself, because there are things in you that don't want God. So you have to deny them. You have to deny the things that appear to be life in order to have true life. That's the whole message of the gospel right there. That's the whole message of the cross. Deny yourself the things that are not according to life, that are death, in order that you can have life. Now there's a question that the Lord poses. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What indeed can you give? You can't give anything except yourself. God will accept that. He'll accept nothing else. Not a part of yourself, but all of yourself. Now, how do you do this? Learn to be a Christian. Fast, pray, read the Gospels. You know, I tell you almost every sermon, I think, to read the Gospels. I don't know how many of you are reading them. You should be reading the Gospels every day, because in them are life. In them are the words of life. Really, when I read the Gospels, sometimes I think in sort of a philosophical way. I think that basically I don't think straight. I don't think right a lot of the times. That's what's wrong with my life. I don't think right. Somebody does something that makes me angry, and I'm not thinking right. Because the anger is not according to life. The anger is death. The resentment, it's death. The laziness, it's death. Who would want death? Who would want corruption? The gospel teaches me to think differently, to adjust the way I think. The cross was an instrument of torture and death. Now, it is an emblem of victory. That shows that you can really change the way you think. The world thinks denying yourself is painful. It's not at all. It brings joy. Indulging yourself brings pain, temporary happiness, but eventual pain. But if you deny yourself, you have a joy that no one can take away from you. That's the message of Christianity. And that's, by the way, why so few people are true Christians. Because we are inclined to indulge ourselves. and indulging ourselves never works, ever. So you have to learn to think differently, and then you'll act differently. That's the way of the cross, thinking differently, thinking what is life, what is death, and making that comparison that the Lord says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And the one before it, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Everything is an exchange. Everything. You decide to be angry at someone today, you've just made an exchange. You judge someone, you're lazy and skip your prayers, you don't feel like fasting, you indulge yourself in unclean thoughts. You've just made an exchange, a very poor one. A fool's bargain. You've been swindled because you've chosen death instead of life. Remember that. Everything's an exchange. But if a man is always thinking of the cross, the way of the cross, then he chooses correctly. He chooses according to life. And it brings happiness and peace in the soul. That's what we're born for. We're born for complete happiness, not partial happiness, not happiness that passes away, not happiness that has side effects that are terrible, but complete and utter happiness and peace. The only way to obtain this peace is to deny those things in you that are not according to life. Now, in my experience, a lot of people don't know the things in them that are not according to life. The world tells them all the time, things that are bad are good. You've got to learn what's good and what's bad. And that comes from prayer, denying yourself as best you can, reading the Gospels, fasting. With this comes wisdom. And as you do a little bit better, then you have more wisdom. And you see things more clearly. And you see things as they really are. And then you choose life. So, brothers and sisters, make sure that you know what life is. Make sure you're positive what your purpose is. And you live according to your purpose every day. If you're positive what your purpose is, what life is, and what life is not, it makes it much easier to make the choices that you need to make. Even when you're tempted sorely, it makes it easier because God will be with you and will strengthen you against whatever it is that is tempting you, no matter how awful the temptation. May God help you to understand what is life and to choose life. Amen.